Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Database Fundamentals. SQL versus NoSQL. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Backend Programming and Frameworks in the Backend Development for Finance Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the key differences between SQL and NoSQL databases, when to use each type, and basic CRUD operations in both contexts. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to distinguish between SQL and NoSQL databases and understand their appropriate use cases in the finance and fintech sectors. Main content: key differences between SQL and NoSQL databases. SQL, structured query language. Databases are relational databases that use a structured schema to define the data and its relationships. They store data in tables with rows and columns, making them ideal for structured data. Examples of SQL databases include MySQL, PostgreSQL, and Oracle. These databases enforce rules, such as data integrity and ACID, atomicity, consistency, isolation, durability, properties, which help maintain data accuracy. On the other hand, NoSQL databases are non-relational and provide a more flexible schema. They can store unstructured or semi-structured data, making them suitable for handling large volumes of varied data types. NoSQL databases include MongoDB, Cassandra, and Couchbase. They prioritize scalability and performance, allowing for faster data retrieval and real-time analytics. In summary, SQL databases are best for structured data with complex queries, while NoSQL databases excel in scenarios with high scalability and varied data formats. When to use each type of database? Choosing between SQL and NoSQL depends on your specific needs. If your project requires complex transactions and maintains strong data consistency, SQL databases are the way to go. They are perfect for applications where data integrity is crucial, such as banking systems or accounting software. Conversely, if your application needs to handle a large amount of unstructured data, or you anticipate rapid growth and need to scale quickly, NoSQL databases are more appropriate. They are ideal for use cases like social media platforms, content management systems, or big data applications where speed and flexibility are essential. Here's a quick reference. Use SQL when you need complex queries, strict data integrity, and structured data relationships. Use NoSQL when you need scalability, flexibility, and can handle unstructured data. Basic CRUD operations in SQL and NoSQL contexts. CRUD stands for create, read, update, and delete, which are the four basic operations for managing data in databases. Let's look at how these operations work in both SQL and NoSQL databases. In SQL, a basic CRUD operation might look like this: create, read, update, delete. In a NoSQL context, using MongoDB as an example, the operations would appear differently. The syntax would be more flexible and document-oriented. Create, read, update, delete. These examples highlight the differences in structure and syntax between SQL and NoSQL databases, demonstrating that while the operations are fundamentally the same, the implementation varies significantly. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the fundamental differences between SQL and NoSQL databases, discussed when to use each type, and explored basic CRUD operations. Understanding these concepts is crucial for making informed decisions about database selection in your projects, especially in the finance and fintech industries. By mastering these fundamentals, you are well equipped to handle database management tasks that support your career advancement. Reflection questions: in what scenarios would you prefer using a SQL database over a NoSQL database? In a finance application? How might the choice of database impact the scalability of a fintech solution? Can you identify a situation in your current work where a specific CRUD operation in SQL or NoSQL could enhance efficiency?